PT Associates of Emporia now offers blood flow restricted rehabilitation, a progressive evidence-based treatment that utilizes an FDA-approved tourniquet to reduce blood flow to an extremity during exercise. Blood flow restricted rehabilitation allows significant strength gains with minimal stress to the involved joint. This is ideal for anyone that is unable to tolerate high intensity workouts, including pre and post surgery. PT Associates of Emporia at 12th and Industrial, 620-208-7878.
All the latest sports news and views, actions and reactions, your questions and comments. This is Saturday Morning Sports Talk on KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local.
Live from the historic Roger Hartsook Interview Room on the former campus of the College of Emporia, this is Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongBineAuto.com. Live and local on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. A good Saturday morning to you, and welcome into our annual award show. Tim Miller has another graduation party, so he's not here this week. But Blake Cripps and Dylan Sherwood with you. Dylan, it's been a busy morning for you, kind of ushering all of the award winners here. We've got almost everybody in studio,
yes.
One on the phone, one's in Mexico, so we'll try to catch up with that winner in a moment. But I know this is one of your favorite shows of SMST that we do all year.
This was one of my favorite shows last year, so okay. I enjoyed it, and we had a packed house last year. We had everybody in attendance. Unfortunately, this time around, we won't have. We got a little over 2/3.
Sure,
so.
Yeah, we'll be fine, and we'll have Sheldon on a little bit later. We do want to, first of all, get to our Emporia Main Street Athletes of the Week,
okay,
because we've still got that for Emporia High and our area athletes, as we do every single week. And because we've got so many guests on today, let's go ahead and get right into that. So first, our Emporia Main Street Emporia High Athletes of the Week.
Well, this Emporia High athlete is going for a state championship today, and it's Allie Wieso.
Of course.
That is a unanimous selection, Blake Cripps, this morning. So Allie Wieso of the Emporia High girls diving team, leading by 32 points. She'll start diving here in
about
9 o'clock. So
and she's leading two divers by 32.7.
Yeah, so yes.
It's close, but you know this is the standard that she set, and she basically said, well, my goal is to win every meet this year. And she's just about done that. So, yeah, she's been amazing and, you know, maybe even long overdue, some would say. So,
well,
Allie Wieso, the Emporia High Athlete of the Week, and we wish her the best of luck in
yes.
the 5-1A State Diving Championships in Lenexa today. How about our Area Athlete of the Week?
We're going to Lebo Waverly for this one, a softball team. This was a nomination from Jim Jones. But Sage Hadley had a great day at the plate in the regional in Linden. Unfortunately, the Lady Wolfdogs got walked off in the eighth by Central Heights, who's been at the state tournament in 2-1A. But Sage Hadley of the Lebo Waverly Wolfdog softball team is our Emporia Main Street Area Athlete of the Week. I did have another one, but I'm going to save her for next week.
Okay, so if you have an athlete that had a great performance during the week, of course, during the year, you can get a hold of us here at the station, 620-342-1400, 342-1400, or get a hold of Dylan, SherwoodD at KVOE.com, SherwoodD at KVOE.com. So the format of the show here today, we're going to give you the nominees for our Athletes and Coaches of the Year. We've got Athletes of the Year, men and women, male and female for Emporia High, Coach of the Year for Emporia High, and then our Area Coach of the Year and Area Athlete of the Year, male and female. We'll give you the nominees in the first segment. We'll take a timeout, come back with our Emporia High guests and Coach of the Year, and then our Area Athletes and Coach of the Year. We'll wrap up the show in our third segment. So without any further ado, our Athlete of the Year nominees, Dylan, first of all, for the Emporia High Male Athlete of the Year.
All right, so our male nominees are Sheldon Stewart and Blake Spellman. On the female side, Emil Bennett, Lexi DeWitt, Addie Kermer, Virginia Munoz, Ryan Peek, and Danica Williams.
And our Emporia High Athletes of the Year are?
Our Male Athlete of the Year is Sheldon Stewart. He played football, basketball. He also participated in track and played tennis this year. So congrats to Shelley, and we'll have him on hopefully in the near future. So
he's enjoying Mexico. On he is enjoying Mexico.
I was able to catch up with Sheldon last weekend around graduation. So I was kind of telling him like, hey, you know, when you come back, we're gonna get this.
We'll get him on.
Yeah. So, but Sheldon Stewart is our Emporia High, Emporia Main Street athlete of the year,
and male athlete, our female athlete of the year for Emporia High.
I don't think this is a surprise to anybody. It's not a surprise to me, but our Emporia High female athlete of the year is Addie Kermer.
And she is in studio, will be joining us, and of course, headed to Emporia State to join the Lady Hornet basketball team, and looking forward to seeing her back in White Auditorium. Different colors, but looking forward to seeing that here coming up. How about our area nominees for the male and female athletes of the year?
Okay, we'll start with the male, Madison's Lane Darborough, Tag Grow of Chase County, Linden's Tanner Heckel, also Caden Massey of Linden, Waverly's Ben Meehan, Lebo's Grayson Shoemaker, and Opie's Blake Skowski.
And the female nominees.
And our female nominees are Madison's Brooke Gaines, Burlingame's Kaylin Noonan, Lebo's Audrey Peak, and Opie's Katie Robert.
And the winners are?
Our Emporia Main Street Male Area Athlete of the Year is Tanner Heckel of Linden.
A multi-sport athlete that played in a ton of different activities, headed to the University of Illinois to play football this upcoming season, and he will join the Fighting Illini here in about a week or so to get set and get enrolled and get started there with his collegiate football career. And how about our female area athlete?
And our female area athlete of the year is Kaylin Noonan of Burlingame.
Also a four-sport athlete, and just like our Emporia High athlete of the year, also will be getting black and gold on next year to join the Lady Hornet basketball team. So very excited to see her as well. And then finally, our coaches of the year. We have an Emporia High coach of the year and an area coach of the year. So give us the nominees first for the Emporia High coach of the year.
Our Emporia High coach of the year nominees are Lee Baldwin of the boys basketball team, won it last year. Andy Battenfield of the unified bowling team. Carolyn Dorsey, formerly of the girls basketball team. Nicereen Tysgraber, girls wrestling cheer coach. And Randy Wells of the track and field team.
And our area nominees.
And our area nominees are Hartford boys basketball coach Colton Barrett, Lebo boys basketball coach Dennis Becker, Linden football and boys basketball coach Michael Massey, Meredithine Valley girls basketball coach Mike McDougall, former Madison girls basketball coach Bill Neinstead, and Lebo volleyball coach Gina Peak.
And I can just tell you that area coach of the year award was extremely competitive.
Yes.
There were several, not that there weren't multiple people that could have won the Emporia High coach of the year, but there were several area coaches that deserved recognition and deserved the award.
I will say this, but Opie's Chris Schmidt won it the last 3 years.
Wow.
So,
I mean, he's probably very deserving
yes,
as well. Okay,
yes.
Our Coach of the Year Award winners are?
Our Emporia High Coach of the Year is Carolyn Dorsey.
Of course, what a run that the Lady Spartans had, a fourth place finish at the state tournament. And then our Area Coach of the Year.
And our Area Coach of the Year is Lebo volleyball coach Gina Peak.
And, of course, we've had her on Saturday Morning Sports Talk before. And, you know, when you stack up 41 seasons, you're going to be getting this award.
And consecutive state championships in 1A Division II.
Back-to-back state championships for volleyball. So, yeah, you're going to be winning this award a lot if you win 40 games in a year in volleyball. So congratulations to all of our winners. We'll be right back, and we'll talk with our Emporia High Athletes and Coaches of the Year. Carolyn Dorsey will join us on the Sutherland Home Improvement Studio line as we come back right after this with Saturday Morning Sports Talk. It's our annual award show driven by LongbineAuto.com on KVOE live and local.
Are you looking to start or expand a business in the area? Do you want to invest in property development? Do you want to help build or grow events that draw people to our area? Are you someone that wants to volunteer to make the region better? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Emporia Main Street is the organization for you. Visit Emporia Main Street at 727 Commercial Street or visit us online at emporiamainstreet.com. Your path to a better community starts at Emporia Main Street.
At Longmine Auto Plaza in Emporia, why wait to get Memorial Day offers when you can get them today? Like a 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT Crew Cab 4x4 was $57,290, now only $49,835 with your trade-in. That's $74.55 off MSRP. Or lease a 2024 Chevy Blazer EV RS model for only $479 a month. Or save $1,000 off MSRP on a 2024 Chevy Trailblazer. Or get 1.9% APR with approved credit. And active duty, reserve, and retired military get an extra $500 bonus cash. You won't find a better deal anywhere than right here at Longmine Auto Plaza. So don't wait. Get great Memorial Day offers at Longmine Auto Plaza in Emporia today or visit us 24/7 at longmineauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. Lease payments based on 36-month, 10,000 miles per year lease. $2,700 due signing with approved credit.
I'm Ryan Radke with This Week in the NCAA on Westwood One. Congratulations to the UCLA women's water polo team who completed their undefeated season and won the national title with a victory over Cal last weekend. The Bruins were led by star freshman goalie Lauren Steele, who recorded 17 saves in the win. Women's water polo has been an NCAA-sponsored event since 2001. UCLA won the first championship that year. Sunday's win brought the program their eighth national title, their first since 2009. The Bruins are led by head coach and former Olympian Adam Wright. He's led UCLA's men's team to four championships and now has guided the women's team to a title as well.
UCLA women's water polo is back on the map. And what this is going to do for our program for years to come is simply incredible. It's been a long time coming, but it feels so good to see UCLA back on top because that's what I was used to when I was at school at UCLA. And I'm just lucky to be a part of it.
A new day dawns in Iowa City, next on This Week in the NCAA.
What's wrong?
My travel rewards card didn't earn enough miles for my vacation.
Are you crying? Are you crying because of that other credit card?
Uh-huh.
Well, switch to the Capital One Venture card. Venture lets you redeem miles on any travel purchase.
Really?
Yep, and you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every single day. The Capital One Venture Card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Coach Lisa Bluter has announced her retirement after 24 seasons with the team. Bluter was the 2019 Naismith Coach of the Year and with star player Caitlin Clark, led the Hawkeyes to the last two national championship games. Bluter's longtime assistant Jan Jensen has been announced as the new head coach. That's This Week in the NCAA. I'm Ryan Radke on Westwood One.
Live and local sports news and views. Saturday morning sports talk on 96.9 FM and 1400 AM KVOE.
Welcome back to Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongmineAuto.com. Once again, our Emporia High Athletes and Coaches of the Year, Addie Kermer, Sheldon Stewart, and Carolyn Dorsey. Come on over, Dylan. You can explain it over here.
Okay. All right.
So we have got our area coaches and athletes we'll be talking with here on the next segment of the show. Dylan, you are going to explain kind of what all of this means, how the votes were tabulated, and also there is some scholarship money that is at stake going to these winners today for the students.
Yes, so our for Emporia High, the coaches nominated respective athletes. I'll even say I nominated athletes, Michael Deeker and Ken Hansen, also put nominations in for Emporia High as well. And then the nominees go to our sportscaster boosters for Emporia High, and they vote on the winner. And then for the area, the athletic directors from all the area schools nominate, and me, Michael, and Ken also accept or brought area nominations in as well. Then when we when we get all those nominations, we send them off to the principals of the area schools, and they vote on the area athletes and coach of the year. So that is how the voting works. And also, Addie, Kaylin, Tanner, and Sheldon will receive $300 scholarships as well, and they do get a plaque from Emporia Main Street as well. This is their second year, and of course, Emporia Main Street sponsors our Area Athletes of the Week, and these are clear ones. And when we saw them, when we saw them last year, they were impressive. And Emporia Main Street and the Fab Lab doing great things, and great things for us, and it's a great partnership.
Well, let's go ahead and get into our interviews here with our Emporia High athlete and coach of the year that we have with us again, Sheldon Stewart. We'll get on a future SMST to talk as we have Carolyn Dorsey on the Sutherland Home Improvement studio line. Coach, thank you again for your time all year. You had, when we talked, pretty high expectations for this team, and anytime you've got a roster with as much experience as you had on it this year with, you know, double-digit seniors, you're going to have high expectations. How do you feel about the expectations at the end of the year and being able to meet those expectations?
Yeah, you know, I think as a person I always have high expectations. You know, if you'd asked me in a year, I wouldn't tell you any different. Now, that being said, I had the luxury, I hear, of coaching 12 seniors. So anytime you have a situation like that, they know what should be going on. And that being said, they achieved it. You know, it wasn't easy. I think people get confused and think we just rolled the ball out and won a lot of times. Well, that's not exactly how it went. But, you know, the girls worked hard. They put in the time. We've talked about this before. They put in the years behind this year. I mean, I think it's easy to look at this year and say, well, you should have been good. Well, we should have been good because they've been playing since they were nine. And they do all their sports, and the commitment was there. And that's where you see it. That's what we've been begging the Emporia community to get behind, is start building it now. And then you'll reap those benefits. But they did a fabulous job. You know, we've 3 years in a row back to state. Again, it wasn't just this one year that was really good. It's been a dynasty because of the time these kids have put in. But
And Addie, you know, she mentioned that as a senior, you're kind of expected to know what the expectations are. What do you feel like your role was as a senior leader on this team?
You know, like as a freshman, we had 8 girls that were juniors, so it was kind of another bigger class that we looked up to. And so once they left, we just had to fill that role, and I just had to be a leader and go out there and just tell everyone we could do it, and some of them didn't have playing time the years before, but everyone stepped up in a different way and made it happen.
Addie, what did it mean to start contributing as an underclassman? Because, you know, you mentioned, you know, the seniors, the 8 seniors that were on the 21-22 team featuring a future teammate of yours again, Gracie Gilpin. You know, what did it mean to gain some experience early with that class? And I know, like, Allie Baker, Tegan's sister, was on there on that team as well. But what did it mean, and, you know, Riley Peek and, of course, Ryan, what did it mean to gain that experience early?
It meant a lot, and I was pretty close with most of them, so it gave me a lot of confidence that they believed in me, and they felt that I could play at a young age, so.
And Carolyn, what was your trust in Addie when she was a young pup, knowing you had you had that 8 senior class that made it to state in 22, you know, ran into Lansing. You know, how beneficial was it for Addie to get thrown into the fire as an underclassman?
You know, I'd like to point out that she got thrown in because she deserved it. You know, contrary to a lot of social media posts, we play the best kids. And that's the reality. You know, I know people don't think that. That's true. You know, if you deserve it, you play. I don't go out there playing kids hoping that we win. I don't go out there to lose. I play, and my staff put in the best kids that we thought would get the job done. And that's our job. And Addie was one of them. You know, that being said, she was with a really strong class. And I remember, you know, she could score. But it was easier for her back then because there was some other kids that the other teams were focused on. But that allowed her to get some reps. Now, that allowed her to get some maturity, and it was good for her. I trusted her, and when I didn't, she sat. And I think Addie would tell you that was a pretty decent relationship we had, pretty open and honest, wasn't it, Krimmer?
Yep.
She's smiling. But she's smiling.
I trust her, and that's the point. Coaches will play kids that they trust. And where do you get that trust? You earn it in extra reps. You earn it after practice. You earn it watching them grow up. And she did earn that. And when she didn't, like I said, she grew up and figured it out. But she was always a kid that we knew could contribute. Now, it was sometimes she still wanted to be her way, but we wanted to be our way because we knew that was what would make us successful. And for a kid like her who has the drive and commitment, it's getting them in the right spots. And I think she's done a really good job of that.
Addie Kermer is our guest, along with head coach Carolyn Dorsey of Emporia High Girls Basketball. Carolyn Dorsey is our Emporia High Coach of the Year. Addie Kermer is our Emporia High Athlete of the Year. You saw what the crowd was like at White Auditorium when you guys were there. And, I mean, hey, I was at White Auditorium a lot this year. But I didn't see any crowds like the one that you guys drew with a sea of red and black. And now I'm hoping there's going to be some of those people are going to trade in that for black and gold this year to watch you keep playing. But what was that like when you guys made that run at state?
It was special. We've got a taste of it the last couple of years, but being able to go out there and win a game for them this year was really cool. And we have so much support in this town and community, so it's really nice.
And, Coach, what you've been through this before, and
yeah.
You know what it takes to go from being a – you know, you know what the pressure is of being a Lady Hornet. What was it like to try to prepare Addie for making the jump to Emporia State?
I think I'd like to address the crowd first. You know,
oh, please do. Yeah.
When you point that, I do want to thank the community. It's not an overnight thing, and I think I definitely have traded my red and black in for a different color. I think I already got rid of all that stuff.
would love to see you in black and gold out there, Coach.
Trust me, I'll be back in the black and gold. The red and black, I'm not a big fan of it. I will be there supporting them in the black and gold. That's my alma mater. But that being said, you know, the crowd fell in love with these kids. I helped promote that. You guys helped promote that. Our staff promoted it. And that's what people want to see. They want to see things done at a high level. And I think that's what's frustrating right now is, we want all our sports to perform like that, and they're not, and that's reality. But what these girls did is that they got a community to fall in love and give them something to play for or to come watch. And when I've played in a lot of games in that gym, and I'll tell you, I haven't seen that gym look like that since the Brandon Schneider era or Jory Collins even, and that's a long time ago. And for a high school team to be able to put those people in those stands, it says a lot about the kids and the program. People respect the program. The sea of red and black was beautiful. And Kermer's right, to win a game there for that crowd, you know, it meant a lot. It's a special moment, and as an athlete, it's something you don't forget. And as a coach, again, I'd like to express again my compassion for the community because it did mean a lot. I played in that gym to see them back supporting us. Like you said, you just don't see it at some of the other sporting events currently.
Addie, so I did some research. You are the third Kermer to win Athlete of the Year for Emporia High. So, like I mentioned, Addie is the third of her family of her three brothers. Nick Kermer got it in 2016, and then Camden got it in 2021. Your mom did tell me that your other brother was a part of a very special class in 2014 that had the likes of Braxton Marstall, Parker Bass, and Cody Campbell. Wow. How about that?
Yeah, he had some competition there.
How about that?
Yeah, that is an incredible accomplishment for sure. Addie Kermer is our guest. She is the Emporia High Female Athlete of the Year. Once again, Sheldon Stewart is out, but we'll bring him on at a future date. Carolyn Dorsey, our Emporia High Coach of the Year. Kind of wrapping up with you guys, two questions for you, Addie. First of all, you've mentioned you've got a teammate here across the table from you in Kalen Noonan of Burlingame, who we'll be talking to here in a little bit. And you've mentioned that you know a lot. Obviously, you know Gracie, but you've got some familiarity with the team that you're going to be joining. How excited are you to get started as a Lady Hornet?
I'm very excited. It's cool that I know those people, and those relationships have already started to build, so I'm excited to see where it goes this year.
And then, Summer, how do you feel like you need to work on your game, or what are your plans? Obviously, you hope you, I hope that you get some time to just, you know, chill out and have a summer off, obviously, but I know that you're probably already thinking about what do I need to do to get ready for the MIAA, because I can tell you from watching it last year, not going to be an easy run, that's for sure.
Just getting a lot of shots up and just making sure I stay in shape and get ready for the next level because, yeah, it'll be a big, big change. So.
Coach, what do you think is the biggest adjustment when you're going from the Centennial League to the MIAA? We always hear about the speed of the game. Do you feel like is that the biggest adjustment, or is there something else that comes along
it really,
with that?
It's the size. It's the speed. It's that everybody's really good. You know, I think, it's rare that you see a young kid can come in and play there because the women are so much more developed and farther along. And everyone talks about a shot clock. You know, that, our kids don't hang on to it long enough for a shot clock to matter. That's not going to be that big of that's not going to be that big of a deal. That's not the biggest adjustment. It's just the speed and, you know, it's the tenacity of it. It's hard. I mean, I look back to my years there. It was hard. It's mentally exhausting. There's tons of, and I don't want to say mind games, but you got to compete every single day or your spot's taken. And that's how I was raised. And that's why, to me, as a coach, that's how we carried ourselves. And it's not always appreciated. But that's, to me, how you achieve excellence. And that's all I've ever known. And it is. It's, as an athlete, it's very, very difficult because it's mentally grueling. It's a long season. But it's every bit of worth it. You know, if you can compete at that next level, it's a phenomenal experience. It's something that, you know, you can't replace. I look back and what I was pre-med, going to be a doctor. You know, and I look back and I went and played ball. And I'm like, would I trade it? I don't think so. You know, I loved my years playing college basketball. But Addie will be fine. She'll have to adjust a little bit. Again, speed and size are big. And she's just going to have to continue to develop her game to find a way to contribute. And Gracie being there is awesome. I'd like to shout out Lexi DeWitt. She's going to be a walk-on there.
She
and I don't
sure
know if
is.
That's been, I don't know how much people know that, but, you know, we got her on as a walk-on, and I think it's a great decision. And I think Emporia State is doing the right thing by getting local kids and grooming them, and that's what should have, that's what the program was built on. And for our kids to be seen as equals there, I think says a lot about the program that they've been in. And like I said, it's just a, it's another level, but, you know, she'll be all right.
Coach,
work hard.
Coach, I, like I told you before we came on, I'm glad I got one Carolyn Dorsey year in my first year here in Emporia. I really appreciate you working with us, coming on SMST, because we asked the basketball coaches to do a lot in terms of pregame, postgame, coming on Saturday Morning Sports Talk for a couple weeks. And, you know, the record that you achieved, you know, stands without explanation. You had a great tenure at Emporia High, and I know that you're going to have more time, and I certainly hope that you'll be out at White for plenty of games this year.
No doubt. You know, you guys said the principals voted on the award. That's intriguing to me. Local principals. Local.
Local principals voted on the area. So it was our it was our sportscasters boosters that
I was
voted.
Like, ooh, I don't know how I would have gotten that.
I thought I told you that yesterday when I saw you.
Jill and I don't listen. No, I appreciate you guys. Like I said, I don't know how well. I appreciate that you respect and understand my personality and what we demanded. It wasn't well received, obviously. And unfortunately, we agreed. And, you know, I didn't really agree. We parted ways, and I will have more time. But in hindsight, it's a time, like I said, where if that's not what, if that kind of level of commitment and excellence isn't desired, then it's not a place for me because it's not good for me mentally. I could take my skill set anywhere. Now I have time for my family. You know, my son and my boyfriend and his kids, and they've all been cheated for a while. And we've poured our hearts into these kids and the community. And now the community will see us do it a little bit differently. You know, I get to be a parent. I mean, be one of those, you know, crazy parents in the stands now. So
sure, there you go.
I got plenty of experience wearing those hats now. You know, but it is. You guys did great. You know, I've been in Emporia for a while. I loved it. I loved my basketball experience here. My tenure there was, I appreciate the community. You know, I obviously have some issues with other people, and that's mine. But the community and the media, again, you guys truly bought into the magic that I thought we were building and trying to have. And for that, I'll forever be grateful. It pains me a little bit, but it's like I said, it's good. And I can focus on my children and Like I said, it's just something, it'll be different, but I'm sure you'll see me in some form of fashion. I'll definitely be back in black and gold for sure.
Addie, do you think you can, you think you'd be all right if Coach Dorsey can yell at you a little bit from the stands?
Yeah, it'll probably make me get a little boost energy or something. Just scare me a bit, make it go faster.
I still have her number. Trust me, I can text her my thoughts after the game. Sure. I'm one of those crazy fans at White Auditorium sit front row now. It's great.
You do you do that? Do you text Gracie some points if you're going to do that with Kermer?
I never had to text Gracie much, I'm going to be honest with you. But Kermer's a young pup still. Gracie's a little farther down the road now, but again, to have Gracie and Kermer and Lexi all in the same gym, then you have Rebecca Snyder roaming around every once in a while. I didn't get to watch him play last year, but like once. And so, you know, I get to go watch that and maybe make my way to the scores table next to my mom, Amanda Gutierrez. And
there'll be a reunion. Well, Coach, again, thank you so much. Congratulations on a fantastic season and career. Addie, congratulations on your high school career coming to an end. Congratulations on the scholarship, and looking forward to seeing you as the Lady Hornet next season.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm excited.
Thank you, ladies. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks.
Carolyn Dorsey, our Emporia High Coach of the Year, and Addie Kermer is our Female Athlete of the Year. Once again, Sheldon Stewart, a Male Athlete of the Year. We'll have him on a future show. We'll come back with our Area Athletes and Coaches of the Year. This is our Saturday Morning Sports Talk Annual Awards Show here on KVOE, live and local.
At Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia, why wait to get Memorial Day offers when you can get them today? Like a 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT Crew Cab 4x4 was $57,290, now only $49,835 with your trade-in. That's $74.55 off MSRP. Or lease a 2024 Chevy Blazer EV RS model for only $479 a month. Or save $1,000 off MSRP on a 2024 Chevy Trailblazer. Or get 1.9% APR with approved credit. And active duty, reserve, and retired military get an extra $500 bonus cash. You won't find a better deal anywhere than right here at Longmont Auto Plaza. So don't wait. Get great Memorial Day offers at Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia today, or visit us 24/7 at longmontauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. Lease payments based on 36-month, 10,000 miles per year lease. 2,700 due signing with approved credit.
Are you looking to start or expand a business in the area? Do you want to invest in property development? Do you want to help build or grow events that draw people to our area? Are you someone that wants to volunteer to make the region better? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Emporia Main Street is the organization for you. Visit Emporia Main Street at 727 Commercial Street or visit us online at emporiamainstreet.com. Your path to a better community starts at Emporia Main Street.
From ABC Sports, I'm Mark Remillard. We will have a Game 7.
The final seconds tick away, the horn sounds, and we will have a 7th game. It's been a home series. Indiana wins Game 6 with a convincing second half, and it's on to a Game 7 in New York Sunday afternoon.
The final call on ESPN, Pascal Siakam led Indiana with 25 points as the Pacers dominated the Knicks 116-103. Pacers guard Tyrese Halliburton after the game on forcing Game 7.
Just excited. Excited to get the opportunity. Now it's a one-game series, and where better to have a Game 7 than the Garden?
In the Stanley Cup playoffs, it took regulation and nearly two full overtime periods, but the Stars finally punched their tickets to the Western Conference Finals.
Back for Pavelski. Couldn't shoot cleanly. Marchman, where is it? Duchesne, he scores!
Matt Duchesne's winner as heard on KTCK. The Stars await the winners of the Canucks and Oilers series. Game 6 tonight with Vancouver ahead 3-2. The Bruins hosting the Panthers looking to force a winner-take-all Game 7, but Gustav Forsling did not want this series to go any longer, finding the back of the net with just over a minute to go.
Flundell, a long shot, save, Swayman, rebound, Forsling shot, and he scores! Gus Forsling picks up the rebound, and the Panthers take a 2-1 lead with 1:33 to play in the third here in Game 6.
As heard on WQAM, Florida would hold on for the final 90 seconds to win 2-1, sealing the series 4-2 and setting up a date with the Rangers in the Eastern Conference Finals. Friday night baseball, the Dodgers over the Reds 7-3, and the Astros down the Brewers 5-4. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC Sports.
get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Save big this Memorial Day at Lowe's. Right now, save on 1.5-gallon annual hanging baskets. Get two for just $16. Plus, buy one, get one 50% off. Select interior and exterior paint and exterior stain via Lowe's gift card rebate. Shop these deals before they're gone, because Lowe's knows summer savings. Valid through 5/29. Hanging baskets in-store only. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. Paint, more terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details while supplies last.
Live and local sports news and views. Saturday morning sports talk on 96.9 FM and 1400 AM KVOE.
Welcome back to Saturday morning sports talk, driven by longbineauto.com. It's now time to break down our area athletes and coach of the year. Our area male athlete of the year, Tanner Heckel of Linden. Our area female athlete of the year, Kaylin Noonan of Burlingame. And our area coach of the year, Gina Peak of Lebo Volleyball. So I think we'll just kind of go one at a time here, Dylan. And yeah, we'll start with Coach Peak of Lebo Volleyball. Of course, 40-3 this year, back-to-back 40-win seasons, back-to-back 1A Division II state championships, and we had you on before, and that's our pledge as any area or Emporia High coach or individual that wins a state championship, we will invite you on the show. Yeah. So we're hoping to see a lot more of you around, but congratulations on the award, and obviously first and foremost for the fantastic run that you've had.
Thank you. It's been really exciting and just a lot to be thankful for.
Well, and you guys have had so much success with Wolf Volleyball. What do you think is the primary reason that the culture that you have built has been able to provide such fantastic results for your girls?
You know, we just have a history of a lot of girls. I mean, believe it or not, we're trying to win. We're trying to win it every year.
Sure. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. And so just, you know, definitely we've had the end result that we've been seeking these past 2 years. But there are a lot of athletes who have come before them who've helped shape how it's supposed to happen in our gym. And just a lot of credit to the girls, the community who supports us really well, the area athletes we have to compete against.
Sure.
I'm sitting across from one right now who is a formidable opponent.
Sure.
And our schedule has just really, I think, helped us the last couple of years, too, of just trying to compete at the highest level that we can.
Gina, what does it mean with the athletes you've had at Lebo? You know, Brooklyn Jones is one of those. She was our female athlete of the year last year. She was someone that guided you guys to success. Sage Hadley, currently a junior, our athlete of the week this week. You know, you got and Abby Jones. There's a lot of girls that you have that are getting some good success, and it seems like there's just something in the water over there in Lebo.
We've definitely had several what we call sister seasons these past couple of years of my girls have obviously went through the program here recently, and that's been a fun experience as a mom too. The Jones are obviously sisters, and then Sage is a cousin to them, but a lot of role players in between that too who show up and just give us their very best, and it's those pieces that you know, we probably come across some teams where they're like, that was not in the scouting report.
Sure.
That, you know that people are going to know about some of those players. But when you can get other kids to execute some small pieces of the game and to have the knowledge that they need to pick apart weaknesses of other teams, that's what helps you get over the hump, I think.
Gina Peak is our guest. She is the Lebo Volleyball head coach, back-to-back state champion, our area coach of the year. Talk about your overall athletic program, because you guys have not just had success in the fall with volleyball, but I mean, both basketball teams playing for state titles this past year. What do you feel like has led the entire athletic department to such a high level of success that you guys have enjoyed here recently?
We have a great coaching staff all the way around. We have great support from our administration. We have a great community that just, it brings me to tears to know the community support that we have. Everybody's always excited to see the girls play and the boys teams. We have a following of grade school girls who just are the biggest cheering section that we have. And so it's just an exciting time, and we're just very supported.
Gina, what's the next step for your program, knowing you're looking to win a, you know, have a three-peat, hopefully doing what the Chiefs could do, hopefully in February. But I know Sage will be back, Abby Jones will be back. So you still got a solid core back, Sierra Crouch. You got a solid core back coming.
Well, the only way that you can improve is just to go undefeated. That's all there is left to do, right?
It has been several years of records, and certainly there could be some more records we could go after. But we're just really focused on the day-to-day stuff and let the rest of it happen. If we're just playing at the highest level that we can, that's what we can do, and we'll see. We'll see what that brings us.
Gina Peake, Lebo Volleyball Coach, is our Area Coach of the Year. Congratulations, Coach. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having us, and thank you for all your wonderful coverage.
Let's go over to the corner here for Tanner Heckel, a Lyndon Traxter football player, basketball player, senior season coming to an end. Of course, he is headed to Illinois to become a Fighting Illini coming up here in about a week or so. How does it feel, a senior season coming to an end? And you know, you've been so busy supporting and being a member of the Lyndon Athletic Department. How does it feel now that it's finally coming to an end for you next week in Wichita at Cesta Stadium?
To be honest, it's kind of sad, but it's been a great year here at Lyndon. Family's really enjoyed it. The people are really great, and the community's awesome. So,
Tanner, how was the transition moving to Lyndon after being at Inman?
It was pretty seamless. The guys in my class and this whole school are pretty great. Made friends with them pretty quick. Coaches are great too. Very supportive. And they always just want what's best for you. So it's pretty easy.
Tanner Heckel was the Sports in Kansas 2A Boys Basketball Player of the Year. He was also a KSHSAA covered top 11 honoree in football and helped Lyndon to its first ever state championship. What was that like to be able to get that state title?
It was real nice. my sophomore and junior year, I came up pretty real short in state championship football game. Came down to about the last drive in my junior year. But getting one this year felt really nice to cap off my high school football career, and it's just a good way to go out.
Was one of those championship games at Inman, did you have to see Olpe?
Yes, my sophomore year we played Olpe. We had a couple injuries in the sub-state game, and we ended up losing by like 30-some. Olpe, they're really good.
Olpe has had some very good. There's no shame in losing to Olpe football, that's for sure.
So you got to know a little bit about what this area had to offer a couple years ago.
Ted Skalski and Damon Redeker and all them. I was just a little sophomore playing against them.
Sure. Well, and now you're going to be – I'm not going to say you're going to be a little freshman, but you're going to be a freshman going into Power 5 or whatever it's going to be, Power 3, Power 2 or whatever, as a defensive back with the Illini. What do you feel like is going to be the biggest adjustment for you that you need to make to get yourself prepared to play for that level? Because I know that you're well aware that, you know, there are great football players at the – level that Lyndon plays at, but it's going to be an entirely new world going into the Big Ten.
Yeah, it's just going to be a big mental change, like just understanding everything, all different parts of the game, different new, like it's like a new language. Like there's a lot more stuff I need to learn going from. I mean, I played 11 man, but it's small school 11 man, and I'll go up there and there's going to be different formations. But once I get the mental side of it down, I think the physical part of it is just going to come naturally with me. So,
well, last thing for you, what's the goal here and what's the plan over the next week to get one last championship down in Wichita?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. We have a decent shot at placing as a team with me and Caden, and then we have a hurdler and a relay. But hoping to bring home four golds.
Okay, that's the goal. Well, I'm hoping we're going to be down there, obviously, with our state track coverage on KVOE on Friday, and we'll be there Saturday as long as we've got an individual or a team still alive. And so I'm hoping this won't be Dylan's last time talking to you.
No.
Hopefully he'll be out there next week on Cessna Stadium. Thanks so much. Congratulations again, Tanner.
Thank you.
Can I get one more real quick, Blake? So how excited are you to hopefully get for next week at Cessna?
I'm excited. I still have to take this day by day next week, recover my body, get ready for it. But I just need to go in with the right mindset, and I think I can get it done. So
awesome.
Tanner Heckel, the Linden track athlete, football star, basketball, our area male athlete of the year. And then that brings us to our last guest today, Kaylin Noonan, a Burlingame volleyball, basketball, track, and softball, a four-sport athlete. How do you balance all of that from year to year and from season to season?
It gets a lot sometimes, but I have good coaches and teammates, so it makes it worth it.
The basketball season that you had an incredible year, scoring over 20 points per game. What do you feel like was the key to your success on the court this year?
Probably just my coaches and my teammates. They just pushed me to be the best I can be. I was able to play a different role this year, which I think helped a lot. So,
Kaylin, I did some research, and I had to talk to Coach Slater as well. You are the first Burlingame athlete since Emmy Punches to win this award. So was Emmy someone that you looked up to maybe when you were a little younger?
Oh, yeah, for sure. She was a senior when I was a freshman, so she was definitely her, like, worth it.
I can't even say it either.
Was definitely something I always looked up to. You know, she was that person that would work hard at whatever she was doing.
I got another one for you. You guys went to state when you were a sophomore, and you guys did some really good things. You know, what did it mean to gain some experience as a freshman and a sophomore with some really good athletes when you were a freshman and a sophomore?
Freshman year, I feel like I had a lot of people that I looked up to. Going into sophomore year, I was super excited for that year because I knew we were going to have a good chance at going to state that year. And, you know, I just got to play with, like, Dalen. That was really fun. Like, we had a really good connection on the court. It's something that, you know, you just always hope for in a teammate.
Kaylin Noonan is our area female athlete of the year. She's headed to Emporia State to play women's basketball for the Lady Hornets. But, of course, you also are headed down to Wichita for a state track on a relay team. What are you and the girls kind of using this week to get ready for, hopefully, one more gold medal for you?
Yes.
How do you guys use this week to kind of get prepared for making one last run down in Wichita?
Just working hard every day, you know, just going there prepared to with the mindset that we want to place at state, that we want to do something when we get there, that we want to be competitors.
Addie, how excited are you to get to play here? Yeah, she thought, you can move the mic, it'll be fine. She was trying to lean over. How excited are you to get to be her teammate next year?
I'm excited. We played together in, like, sixth or seventh grade. Wheat State. So, yeah, it'll be exciting to get to do that again.
And what's having Addie like as a teammate?
It's fun, for sure. I'm excited.
Coach, you mentioned that a number of your game plans had Kaylin Noonan at the top of the scouting report. What does a Burlingame volleyball scouting report look like when Kaylin Noonan's on the other side of the net?
It needs to be recognized, and you need to have a plan for it, because even if it was horseshoes, she's going to compete. And so it's been fun being in the same league as Kaylin. We've had the privilege of playing some basketball with her instead of against her. And again, just a great competitor.
And then final thing from me, summer workout, and how excited are you to – how much was the fact that you could stay local and go to school and play so close to home, how much of that was a factor in your decision to play for Emporia State?
It was, for sure. I'm really excited. Like, I know it's going to be a lot of work, but I'm excited to get to put in that work and just get to do it.
And I guess, Kaylin, when you and I spoke during the Optimist Club All-Star game, you were going to go to K-State. Was it around that time, maybe a little after, when maybe it started to be like, maybe I should continue basketball?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I played in that All-Star game, and then the next day I had another one, and it was kind of like, oh, maybe I'm not ready to be done.
Well, we're glad, and I'm excited to see you in black and gold with Addie and Gracie and all the other Lady Hornets. So congratulations. Thanks so much for being here, and congratulations on your award and your fantastic year. And best of luck to both of you, you and Tanner, down at the state track meet coming up in Wichita.
Thank you.
Dylan, if you want to get over, I think we're about ready
to
get wrapped
up. Yeah, I will. Can I say something real quick, Blake, and then I'll let you wrap it up?
You wouldn't be on the show if you couldn't say something.
So we will have a full recap that's almost written on KVOE.com. We will get some pictures and put that on our story. Also, I need to thank Judy Neal, one of our sales reps and our social media manager. We have created individual graphics for each athlete and coach, so that we will be putting that on our social media as well this morning. So a lot to be thankful for, and very thankful that I've got to cover each and every one of you. So, appreciate all what you guys do for us, and, best of luck in the near future, and glad we got, three Hornets?
Yeah, we got several Hornets. Yeah, because Sheldon's will be one as well.
Three Hornets and the athletes, so, and then Tanner going to Illinois. So
you messed up the perfect streak there, Tanner. Would have been great to see you in black and gold, too. But, thank you guys for being here. And thanks, Dylan, as well, for helping to put this show together in terms of getting everybody organized. Real quick, as you've heard, we are on Infinity Sports Network. We'll join the Infinity Sports Network in progress here at the end of the show. And we'll have that for you every Saturday morning from 3 a.m. until 10 a.m. right here on KVOE, of course, with the exception of Saturday morning sports talk in the 8 o'clock hour. We've got Royals baseball tonight, Royals against the Athletics, 5:30 pregame, 6:10 for the first pitch today here on KVOE. Infinity Sports Network returns tomorrow. It'll be noon to 9 p.m. on Sundays. We'll have Game 3 Royals and Athletics tomorrow on KVOE with pregame beginning at 12:30. So that is our annual award show. Congratulations to all the award winners, and we'll join the Infinity Sports Network in progress in just a moment. This is KVOE Emporia. For Dylan, Blake Cripps saying good Saturday afternoon. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Since 1939, news, weather, and sports, KVOE.